Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. James McClure spoke with admiration and interest of the great reservoir of musical talent in the Southern Mountains. He was known to say that sour notes could not be heard in the mountains. McClure, along with his wife Elizabeth, moved from Illinois to Fairview in the early 1900s. After seeing the many difficulties facing local farmers, McClure became instrumental in establishing the Farmers Federation Cooperative, an organization focused on sharing progressive farming methods and creating a thriving agricultural market in western North Carolina. Music was essential to this endeavor. It was even stressed by the Federation's music appreciation articles in its monthly newsletter in 1948, and it played a large role in fundraising efforts for the foundation. McClure's love of Southern Appalachian music made it a natural fit as a chief draw for the Farmers Federation annual picnic gatherings held in many counties across western North Carolina. The picnics featured a diverse range of music that drew from many traditions. As a result, the Farmers Federation became a stage for individual musicians and a larger influence on musical styles in the mountains of North Carolina. The annual Farmers Federation picnics were a day-long gathering that featured music and provided a time to remind, educate, and motivate the members of the Federation. In an early 20th century farming lifestyle, monotony was ever present. An opportunity to get off work for a day, to see friends, and to be entertained by excellent musicians would have been anticipated for months.
The Farmers Federation have been organized, you see, to help the poor old farmers, both like you and me, and we've all met together for a celebration day.
John Ager, North Carolina State Representative from Fairview, is the grandson-in-law of James McClure. In his biography, We Plow God's Fields, The Life of James G. McClure, Ager writes that the purpose of these gatherings was twofold: to educate people about programs offered by the Federation and to encourage the musical talent of the mountains, both string players, choirs, and quartets from rural churches. To McClure, including this diversity of music was a natural, but it was a move that challenged a long-time division between the different styles of music. Ager writes, "There was always a slight rift between the gospel singers and the string players. This sprang from some lingering feelings that dance music and drinking went together and promoted sinful activities. This long-standing divide had separated music communities for years, but the picnics were an arena for secular and non-secular music to be presented on the same stage." Of this fusion, Ager writes, "One of the most remarkable things about the picnics was that they brought all elements of a community together. Contests held at some picnics included pitting fiddlers against one another, but more commonly contests were held to find the best church choir. There was never one type of music or musical style that was certain to occur at a picnic. The closest thing to a consistent act was the Farmers Federation String Band, and it featured a frequently rotating cast. Local performers also arrived at the picnics with instruments ready, adding extra interest for the hometown crowd. The mix of the standard Federation band and on-the-spot acts created a dynamic performing cast that provided something different at every picnic." The music performed showcased elements of swing, gospel quartets, early country, and parlor music. Many people referred to the music as old-timey. This term covered all different styles that were common music before the arrival of bluegrass in the 1940s. McClure's adept MC work was a key component of the picnics. Ager writes, "He understood how important it was to keep a program moving, and since the possible performers were an unpredictable group, this required an imaginative approach and a sure feel for the mood of the audience. McClure used his understanding to keep the crowd's attention and to provide them with information. He was known to entice the crowd with the promise of an exciting act to come, but then he would call for an informative speaker to give their speech before the act came on. The program also included comedy skits and even a pony auction. This skillful scheduling ensured that the audience remained to hear the speaker." The list of performers at the picnics was long and varied. The colorful Panhandle Pete was a perennial favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Pete was a well-known traveling act touring with big names such as Roy Acuff. The one-man band Panhandle Pete weighed 107 pounds and played 17 instruments, all of which he carried on his person. Miss Betty Huntley, a preacher's daughter, was a consistent act at the picnics, and her accompanied singing was one of the first acts that mixed religious music with instrumentation. She sang songs such as Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine and sometimes poked fun at an unsuspecting gray-haired man in the crowd. Gaither Robinson played the banjo and would often travel to the picnics with the McClure family, playing music the whole way. Robinson would open the picnics with a greeting that he wrote. How do you do, everybody? How are you? It's the Farmers Federation greeting you. Now we hope you're feeling fine and we'll have a great big time. How do you do? Robinson played with the Federation band, but also played and sang songs by himself, such as Foolish Questions, Bashful Sister, and the popular vaudeville number, Steamboat Bill.
Down the Mississippi steamed a whippoorwill, commanded by the pilot, Mr. Steamboat Bill. The owners gave him orders on the strict QT to try and beat the record of a Robert E. Lee.
McClure and the Federation Band pushed the boundaries of stylistic genres a little further by calling square dances at the picnics. McClure himself would invite folks to the dance floor and lead them in a big circle Southern Mountain square dance. It's not uncommon in 2021 to hear Western North Carolina bands have secular and sacred in the same set list and to perform songs from multiple genres. The Federation brought music to communities that may not have heard it otherwise, creating a link in a chain that runs through today. The Farmers Federation is another example where two of Western North Carolina's cultural heritage assets have come together for mutual positive impact. Federation picnics were like parties to celebrate the year's accomplishments and to start the journey to new and greater accomplishments in the future. Education and entertainment proved an engaging recipe for strengthening farming techniques throughout the region and having fun with traditional music all at the same time.
Down the road he come to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.